All right, continuing on our 500th show, the celebrity phone once again lighting up. You know, I hate when we do that. I never know who's calling in. Let's go to the phone right now. Hello, you're on the air.
It's Taylor Hicks.
Wait, Taylor Hicks, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, Taylor. How's it going?
I'm good.
Good to hear.
Congratulations.
Well, thank
500 shows.
Yes, thank you. You know what? In radio, it's one thing, but in TV, as we know, you know that sometimes you get 3 episodes and you're done. So we've done pretty well for ourselves.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. And you know what? I hate what Jimmy Fallon did to you. I thought you were a shoo-in for the Tonight Show. You get that, what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Just for...
Yeah, he's a great guy. We did the skit with Rebecca Black's Friday.
Yeah.
That was he's such a great guy, and that's one of my favorite shows on TV.
Yeah, well, I guess if people don't get the joke, is that I know that you hear it a lot, that you look like Jay Leno because of the color of your hair, right?
Yeah, not the chin. Thank goodness it's not the chin, it's the hair.
Hey, but you know what? The paycheck would be good too, though, right? A Jay Leno paycheck would be awesome.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot here, actually. Can you do your best impersonation of Jay Leno?
Nobody's ever asked me to do that. I'm trying to think of a good joke. Thank you for coming on to the Tonight Show. We've got a great show tonight. Taylor Hicks, my long-lost son, is going to be on the show.
You know what I'm waiting for next, then? Is I'm waiting for Jimmy to do his impersonation of you impersonating Leno. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be funny.
All right, so, you know, Christmas is right around the corner, and I know that it's a special time for a lot of people, especially you, because you've got new music out, which we'll talk about in just a second. You've got these restaurants now, and I'm kind of getting hungry here. How did you get into restaurants? You've got a barbecue and then soul food, right?
Yeah, you know, when you're in the South and... you know, soul food, barbecue—they kind of go hand in hand. I'm a big foodie, and I'll definitely put my time in touring and traveling. And Saws is such a great idea from a barbecue perspective. It's kind of it's a little bit of a culinary twist on barbecue. I mean, you have your staple barbecue stuff, but then we have some specials. And you know, I'm just very pleased that it's gotten the accolades that it has in the last year. It's really taken off.
Okay, so with the holidays here, let's talk food then, because you know I'm partial to shortbread cookies and eggnog. What's your holiday staple? What do you have to have at the holidays?
I love turkey and dressings. That's dressing and stuffing. That's kind of my weakness. I only eat it one time a year. That's during Christmas, and I look forward to that.
Isn't that... That's the funny you mentioned that, because I think about it now, and I will only eat my grandma's meatballs. It seems like that's only a Christmas thing. I don't think I ever eat them any other time of the year. She makes them all the time, but it's just a Christmas thing for me. That's kind of funny.
That's definitely a staple of... I just enjoy, food is a big thing for me. I love, having, family and friends for Christmas time, and it's always nice to see family and friends.
Yeah, and it is. It's about that special time together. And, you know, as we get older, we start to appreciate that a little bit more. As a kid, right, you want the presents, you want the good stuff. So let's get materialistic here for a second. What's on your list this year? If you could just have, one sort of big ticket item, what would you have?
A boat.
A boat?
But that's probably the what do they say about, you always want to be on the best boat that you can be on is someone else's boat.
Yeah.
You know, I would probably say a boat if I could have something. Something was just going to fall out of the sky.
Yeah, that's right. So, and then let's flip this around then. So what's the worst gift that you ever got for Christmas? And of course, it's always the thought that counts. We know, I know. But well, what's the worst gift you ever got?
The worst gift? I would probably say a bad set of crayons.
Okay.
When I was a kid.
And you know, we do have special moments with our loved ones over Christmas, so let's talk about that then. Especially with your charitable ventures that you have on the go this time of year. What can you tell us about those?
Yeah, I do a lot with Toys for Tots around Christmas time. I feel like, when a child can get a toy for Christmas, that's, always... it's such a great organization because it doesn't deal in money, it deals in toys. And, that's something that I've always, you know, wanted to be a part of, and that's something that we all, and obviously thanking our veterans and making sure that they have a good Christmas.
That's really what it's all about, because, you know, it's not about how many toys you get or how big the box is that you're opening. It's the fact that someone thought and cared enough to get you something. And I think that nowadays kids are starting to appreciate it, maybe a little bit more, because times are tough, right? Households, you know, it doesn't seem like we can afford very much sometimes. And so it is. It's the little, you know, I'm sure even like a box of crayons, right, would be just thrilling for some of these kids. And that's awesome.
Yep, and that's something about, you know, the Toys for Tots, Marines Toys for Tots, is that they do a really good job of, you know, really placing the toy in the hand of the child, and that's, you know, that hopefully makes their Christmas.
Going back to childhood, I'm sure you went to Midnight Mass, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and your memories of that really impacted when you were recording Silent Night, right?
You know, it really is. I love the song. It's one of my favorites. You know, and when we started recording, it brought me back to that time period. And so I was able to, I was able to kind of recreate some of that nostalgia, so to speak.
You flip back into being a kid again, right? I mean, for me, it was a super late night. That's what I remember. And then it was just dark, and then the candles and the ambiance. It was, and it still is incredible.
You know, and that's something about that song just is really, you know, touching, and you know, it's what Christmas is all about.
Sing Silent Night as Jay Leno. No, I'm kidding. the rush of the holidays and the craziness of December is going on, but what are you working on in 2016? What can you expect? What can we expect from you in the next
year? We've got a record coming out in 2016. I've been working on it for, you know, a good while, and I'm excited about new music and, obviously Idol, having their farewell season. It's, should be fun going back on the show this year. So, you know, new music and a lot of touring. I hope to see you at a local spot playing music somewhere soon.
Absolutely. So where can everybody stay in touch then? Your social media, Twitter, Facebook, all those?
Twitter, Facebook, the whole nine yards, Taylor Hicks.
We'll be sure to check it out. Well, thanks so much for calling in and celebrating with us, and Merry Christmas to you, Taylor. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you as well. Take care.